Man, I don't know how much we emphasis the thing that we needed, the thing that we want to like something breakthrough, something in our life. And I want to go, my title is God Wants Us to Prosper. And it's not only when we're talking about prosperity, most likely people refer to finance. Yes, that's one of the things. But the Bible says the third John chapter, third John, only one chapter verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in health, even as also prosper. Right there, we see that, spiritually and physically, mentally, we need every area of life to be prosperous. That's our Lord Jesus paid for us, right? That's is our inheritance. And most often time that we forget that that's the whole thing that Jesus paid for us. Now, I would say this, if of finance is not prosper, going to hinder a lot of things that we can do in life. And I'm going to focus on finance because, you look through in America. I remember 12 years ago, even 13 years ago, when I was in with Pastor Ernestine in college, in Bible college, and I was so poor, and a lot of things I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because I didn't have money to do it. There are things that I want to bless people, I can't do it. There are things that I want to sow in the kingdom of God, I can't do it. And I started to ask God, how can I get out from this? And and then Andrew Womack prophesied over me one time. He said, one day money is not going to be issue with you. Looked like impossible for me. But I nurtured that word. Whatever the word that God bring to you or can be somebody give to you, can be from the word of God. And I have my own word God given me too. And you have to align up with the word of God. Let that word not die. Jesus said, bless those who hear the word and keep it. It's not just hear only. James says, hearing and being a doer of the word. Well, how are we doing the word? So we know that the word, also the seed, our Lord Jesus talking about the word is seed. And also finance is a seed. So we know that God called Abraham our father. I love when Jesus said this, my father and I are one. John 10 verse 30. So if Abraham is our father, which he is, right? Which he is our father, Galatians chapter 3, I believe verse 9, or from verse 7, those who believe are children of Abraham. And we all believe. So we are children of Abraham, and children and heir, you're every Christ, not only with Abraham, with Christ. Well, if Abraham blessed, Galatians 3 verse 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, so the blessing of Abraham belonged to us. So the blessing of Abraham, the one of thing that we know that you go look in Genesis chapter 13, after we came out from Pharaoh, he was lying about his, he was looking for, he was in the famine land, he went to Pharaoh. And later God told Isaac not to do so, not follow your father, go to Egypt like your father Abraham did. And he lied about his wife. And then Isaac did the same way when he go to Gerar. Isaac did the same. But at this time, God told Isaac, stay in the land, sow the seed, even famine. So when the famine time, right, Isaac sowed it. Guess what? Genesis 26 verse 12 tells us that he reaped 100-fold the same year. Basically, he was sowing the famine. So most of the time that when the famine come, we don't want to sow our seed. So money is a seed. Paul talking about that money is seed because time frame, I go quick right here, but I want you to get the point. So what is seed? The word of God is seed, right? The word of God is seed. Okay. And Jesus did this out of four ground, only one ground produce crop, some 30, some 60, some 100. Only the fourth type of ground. Now the seed doesn't have any condition. The seed will work everywhere, but the seed could be limited by the ground. So I was a farmer, I understood. Like, when a farmer, so my tendency that I can't eat all my seed. So I can't do that, a farmer. You do that, you have no harvest. So the portion that the seed, so I have to separate it. So I cannot eat all my seed because there would be no harvest. So I was farmer, I understood exactly. So now the seed, when we sow the seed, we sow in hope. You don't sow the seed like the farmer didn't go to sow the seed and then, like, oh my goodness, nothing can happen. No, they know exactly 3 months later we're going to harvest. Like in Vietnam, when the time that I sow the seed, I know exactly 6 months I'm going to harvest, whether more or less, and I know it, I'm going to have harvest. But in the process of time, I need to nurture my seed. I need to take care of the soil. The soil determines how much harvest I needed. If I just let like the third soil, right, couldn't produce fruit because the weed and thing that hinder the crop cannot produce fruit. So the nature, we know the nature, how it works, seed, time, and harvest. In Genesis, God said that after the flood, he said, as long as the earth remain, okay, winter, right? We have winter, we have spring, we have summer, and we have fall. We have mountain hill, and as long as the earth remains, winter heat remain, winter remain, summer remain, seed time and harvest continually working. That's the nature of the seed. So now we know the nature of how the seed work. And then Paul said, your money is seed now. Okay? Your money is seed now. Let's read it. Let's read it. Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse starting verse 7. Let me turn on here, make it easy. Locate quicker. The Bible sometimes take a while to get there. Good thing we have device that can locate right away. Or we can find scripture if we couldn't find it. That's amazing. Praise God for technology. I heard in a time past, in the past, they try to search scripture, like, oh my goodness, make embarrassing. But this day and age, you pray the word, it's easy. It's on your phone. You can set up in your phone, you can turn it on. Okay, verse 7 said, every man according to as he purpose in his heart, let him give. Okay, right here he said, give, not grudgingly nor of necessity. God loves cheerful giver. Okay. I go back verse 6, but he said, he who sows sparingly, okay, this is talking about money. Paul talking about money, supporting the saint. Okay, he who sows sparingly, and which he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully and shall reap bountifully. So he's talking about money right here, but he used money as a seed. So the same seed, if I want harvest like a little, it doesn't. If I want little harvest and I go try to, like, if I want to harvest big and I sow little, I cannot have that. Let's say my land an acre and I just sow a little portion of right here, just maybe a quarter, an inch or whatever, and I expect harvest on an acre land. There's no way. The same thing in money. Paul said he would sow sparingly and will reap sparingly. And we know the nature of seed time and harvest. And the nature of the seed, we don't know how it grows, but it will grow when we plant the seed. And we saw that in Mark chapter 4, from verse 26 to verse 29, Jesus said the seed should rise, sprang up, should rise night and day. We don't know how. And then this, and then the blade, and then the corn, and the full corn of grain. So that's the purpose of the seed. Mark chapter 4, I believe, from verse 26 through 29. Yeah, that the nature of how the seed work. You know, best scientists these days, they can make look like seed, but they cannot bring breath, make the life in the seed. How about? So the seed nature, the how it works. When we sow it, we take care of the soil. The seed will not determine the harvest, but the soil determines the harvest. Okay, the soil. So most people, when we have money, and we say, if I give, how I'm gonna get it back? If I give it all, how I'm gonna get it back? So because I usually share this, if you don't understand the nature of the seed, don't give, don't sow it, because you sow it without understanding. So without understanding, just like farmer, if you don't understand the soil, you got to take care of the soil. And you sow it, okay, you sow, your neighbor sow it, you sow it right here, but they have understanding how the soil works. They take care of the soil, the toilet, the soil thing that, and they have harvest. But you just sow because you saw it. You never experienced about sowing the seed, how the seed works. You might sow the same way, might not have harvest the same time. The same thing with money. You can give and will not return. I've seen people tithe, they're not blessed. I would say tithe is sustain you. If you understand tithing, it's like 10%, right? 10% of your income. Tithing, most tithing sustain you, will not make you rich. Tithing says send you 10%. So you go back 10%, like 10%, 10%. When you look at Malachi chapter 3, talking about like whole nation robbed me. So most people give because they necessary, give of necessity. Is like give is not cheerful giver. And we read Psalm 100, verse 4 says, serve the Lord with gladness, it's commandment. And everything and do the same in the giving, sowing the seed the same way. When the Lord taught me how to sow the seed, we need to sow the right soil, because if we sow the wrong soil, we will not produce crop. Out of four ground, one ground did not understand it. The devil take it away. They will have the right to take your seed. Okay, I know this might be stranger. The second soil is the ground does not produce fruit. Let's see, the minister you've been given to already is not working. The ministry that you've been given, whether the church, whatever, is not working, and you can plant a seed in there and will not have return. The second soil is not produced, I mean, second soil produce fruit. The third one, the same way. You see, look glamorous, look like glory. The church look like glory. You saw there, I've been there, I've done that. And God had to tell me, ask me, that's how I, when I start, ask God, where can I sow? Where can I start? If God asked me to partner with Andrew Womack, sow Andrew Womack. Because Andrew Womack is, he preached the gospel, he's genuine, God using him, anointing of God in there. That soil is producing. That's a good soil. When the Lord told me, I didn't know about this. And I was praying. And I said, Lord, I don't have money. Start $1. $1. Everybody can give $1. That's how you start. Most of the time, I don't encourage people to give 10%. Why? Why? We easy get stuck there. 10%, you get stuck there. You tie, you get stuck there. Oh, this is my money. Oh, this month I have 2,000. Okay, I tie $200. That's, you do that all the time. Your money is the same, maybe a little bit increased, not much. That's the reason I don't encourage people to tie. Because when you tie, you get stuck. But when you understand this, you start from $1. Guess what? You move up more and more percent. God did not look at you how much you give. God look at you how much percentage you give. In order for us, because look at Jesus, we're standing in front of people with poor money. And you look at, I look at, according to understanding, look, wow, how much they pour money in the offering. But the elder lady, the widow lady, to my, nobody heard it. But Jesus heard it loudly. Jesus heard loudly. Wow. He said, wow. Look, this woman gave more than anyone in here. They said, what? They don't like Jesus because he tell them the truth. So what the Lord Jesus telling us that percentage we give more important than them. More important than the amount that we give. Because the kingdom of God works. The way we give money is trying to lose our heart from material things. That's God after. Your money is measured where your heart is. Your treasure. Jesus said, where your treasure, your heart will be there also. So easy to want to know people's heart. Test them with money. You know exactly. I don't care what people say. Oh, all kind of glory. Testimony. Immediately, they react immediately whether that person love money or not. Easy, easy, easy. I tell you, one of the way to be free from money, whether we possess money or money possessing us, is by giving. The more you give, the less your heart hold. The more you give money to the kingdom. One, I would say one, we understanding. I emptied my bank at least more than once because I understood how money worked. And I started seeing when I started giving, this is working. I started seeing it working. And after a few years, I started seeing it working. And I'm here today to testify. Honestly, know me. I share my testimony all the time. Because the reason I want to share this, because when you understand how to give, where to give. This thing, no devil, no power on hell can stop the blessing of God in your life. Isaac sowed in the famine land. He received hundredfold. Why the Bible written? Why he read the Holy Spirit allowed the scripture to be written? Because for our learning. Sometimes when you see, like, when I, my case, if this week my income less than last week, guess what, I'm going to give more. Because for devil tell me, look, a famine is coming. I'm saying, no, I refuse it. I give more. The more I sow, guess what? I receive more. Imagine this. You sow $100, 100% return. What do you get? $100. $100 times $100. How much you have? 10,000, right? 40. Doesn't mean 10,000, right? Is it a hundredfold return? At least 30% return. Let's see. 30%, $100 times 30%. You get $3,000. $100. No platform or no place better than investment than the kingdom of God. I would love to, when I have more money, to invest other market and stock market here and there, but I tell you, the best stock is heaven. I don't invest yet right now because the Lord asked me to continue to invest the kingdom of God because it will produce regardless where it is, what kind of time is this. But have to be the first thing we need to pay attention. Our motivation has to be right before God. Motivation. Let the turn with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. Two verses showing us this is we have to give right motivation. If we give wrong, the motivation would not bless us, profit us nothing. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 and 3. 13. Verse 2 and 3. This Paul said this. And though I have all the gift of prophecy, I mean, this is amazing. Gift of prophecy, I tell you, can change people's life. Gift of prophecy can change people's life. You have gift of prophecy, one word can change people's life. Important in the kingdom of God. Okay, all mystery, all knowledge. Knowledge is powerful. My people die because of lack of knowledge. My people die because destroy lack of knowledge. Knowledge is powerful, okay? And all have faith. Faith we need that can remove mountain. Faith important. Look at this. So that I can remove mountain. Have not charity. Okay, don't understand the love of God. I am nothing. First, talk about yourself. Second, although I bestow all good to feed the poor, is that we call to feed the poor? Is that we call to feed the poor? And give my body to be burned. And have not understand the love of God, profit me nothing. You can sow, you can do things. If you don't understand, it will not profit you. So first thing we got to understand that God loves us. Now, we are not under the covenant of the law. We are under the covenant of love. Love, we can do more. Law, you can do less. Law, you even can't do it. Even 10%, many people even give 10%. They can't give it because law is this, law is trying to stop you from doing things. But push you doing bad things. That's the law. That's why Paul said that I try to do good, but I find myself I did something wrong. I did something bad when I was in my flesh. And then verse 25, Romans chapter 7, 25 said, thank God through Jesus Christ, I delivered the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, total victory. Paul said that now, therefore, there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus who will not walk according to the flesh, according to the spirit. Now, even though we are the children of God, when we walk in the flesh have power over us. Now, the principle, the giving is work for everybody. Whether you're Christian or not Christian, this thing will work. The finance return is not based on you go to church. It's not based on how holy you are. This thing, regardless how the way you leave it, but this is the principle of giving. You have to sow the seed at the right place. It will not work when you fast. You fast. It will not work how much you're trying to do your math. But this won't work unless first you understand how much God loves you. You do it because God kind of loves you. You want a cheerful giver. God loves cheerful giver. That's in verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. We talk God loves cheerful giver. If you're not giving cheerfully, because you give, you keep in hope. Those who plow in hope. Those who sow the seed, sow in hope. So when you sow, now when I give, I don't say just give. I write down my seed. Because he says seed, I write down my seed. If you just sow, I love give, maybe not return. When you say seed, you determine when you sow, it's a seed. So I refer when I sow, I understand as a seed. I don't sow as money anymore. I wrote a set now, love give seed or love give parenthesis seed. So I intended, like I instructed, this is seed. Because that's what Paul said. This is seed. Money is seed. So in order for me to have harvest more, I sow the seed. How are we going to sow? We sow it by love. Not because that God want my money. No, God want us to be free from money so we can have more money we can do for the kingdom of God. God want us to be freedom in money. I'm here to tell you, to testify that I am debt free. 12 years ago, I was a poor guy. I don't even have food to eat. Honestly, and testify that. I'm today debt free. 100% debt free. Now I can give to more of a kingdom. God. I can sell more. Now I can see myself become a millionaire. I see it. I see it. Because I know, I understand now. Before I didn't understand. That's why I'm sharing this. If you keep this, if you want for the kingdom of God, you want return, 100% return, you need to sow. Now you know how to sow. You sow right heart. Because you sow, because you recognize God love you. God doesn't want us to stay in poverty. God wants us to prosper in finance. If our finance is not prosper, many broken families in America caused by because financial distress. Many, I work with people every day. They share with me. They want to get their nail done. They're people that they want to get their nail. They can't afford it, even $50. This is unacceptable, especially we are children of God, because we fail to understand this principle. This principle will work for non-Christian. We work for everybody. I've seen people like, even in Vietnam, but every time they do charity, they give million a dollar. Even though it's $100,000 given to the poor, because they know the soul in the seed, we will reap it. So they understand the principle. Many Christians don't understand principle, including me. I didn't understand. If God did not tell me to partner with Andrew Womack because he's a good seed, I used to give to the church, the dead church. The church is not producing fruit. The church is not preaching gospel. Two things we do for the kingdom of God, for his namesake. Let's turn with me in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, Mark chapter 10, verse 29, 30. Jesus talking to Peter was telling that we left everything, what we gained from you, basically. That's what Peter was responding to Jesus when the young ruler asked Jesus, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And Jesus basically want to help him, but he didn't understand. So Mark chapter 10, verse 29, 30. Let's go there and read it. And this is Jesus said it. I said, verily, verily, I say unto you, no man has left house, brothers, sisters, father, mother, okay, friends, so on and so forth. And verse 30 said, but he shall receive. Okay, two things we notice there. No man left houses and so on and so forth for my sake, okay, for his name, for our Lord Jesus, right? And for the good news, for the gospel. Two things we see right here, Jesus, but he shall receive hundredfold. Now, in this time, houses, brother and sister, and land with persecution in the world and the world to come. So, two things we got to do, because the reason we sow, we want to have more seed for the kingdom of God. Because God promised us, he gives seed to sower and bread to eater. When we sow, the more we sow, guess what? The more we have seed. Now, as a farmer, I use farmer. It is foolishness for me to eat all my seed and expect harvest to come. It doesn't work that way. So the kingdom mighty or the principle of the seed is that's how it works. First, we identify. Oh, this is a good soil. I'm going to sow. You can ask. God can show you. Right now, God expand me more places for me to give, for me to sow. In Vietnam, I have two. I started maybe another three right now because they're getting people saved every day. They preach the gospel. People get saved every day, every week to get people saved. One of my friends, and the church didn't pay him much. And I want to give him more, but his capacity to receive so small. That's another subject I want to talk about in the future. In order for us to receive from God, we have to ask, we need to ask God to enlarge our capacity to receive. Right now, Lord, show me, I don't have capacity big to receive it yet. So it's good that I learn to sow and then I can learn to receive. But the Lord showed me the day to come when he enlarged my capacity to receive, then when I can receive more. So we can't receive unless there's room. If there's no room, we cannot receive from God. The same thing with if you give God room, he can pour, like Revelation. If you don't give him room, you give him time, he will not just pour out revelation to you. So the same thing with the finance. So God want at the moment that we sow the right place. You what? You so excited you want to give more. Because in the kingdom mindedness, in the kingdom of God, it worked it as you sow. Let's read the word. He said, "Oh, brother, yeah, just say it. There's nothing written." Okay. We have to go to the Bible when we're talking about both. Second Corinthians chapter 9, we just read. I'm going to go verse 10. Okay, now he ministered the seed to the sower. Okay, talking about the people, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. And we go with, let me see, I believe verse. I want to emphasize on verse 12. Verse 12. Let's go verse 12. Verse 12 is for this, for the administration of this service, not only supply the lack of the saint, but is abundant also to many thanksgiving unto God. So this ministry, basically ministry of giving, ministry of sowing the seed, basically the purpose. So God give us more seed. God bless us more. Also bless the people and cause many thanksgiving to God. That's whole purpose. The more you, when you experience the blessing of God, you cannot shut your mouth but thanks. I cannot stop thanking God every day. When I look at like even 10 years ago when Daisy got here, I didn't have money to buy my car. 2014, I emptied my bank account, buy a car, 2,800. Didn't have enough money 10 years ago. But 2014, when the Lord started showing me something that I need to do more and sowing more, and 2015, 16, we have when I we bought a house, we were able to put down 25%, which is about $50,000. Less than 2 years, less than 2 years. And prior to that time, I've been working, toiling, nothing. But when God involved, it changed. It changed. And then 2020, when we repented. And I ask God, we repent. We just give like wrong places. I mean, there's time we only have 6,000. They just gave it all 6,000. I said, Lord, only want us to give 2,000, but we gave it 6,000. We emptied it. And I asked the Lord, Lord, what's going on? The Lord spoke to me, let your wife make small mistake, then later bigger mistake. I said, okay, Lord, I'm not going to do not stop her. Let her do it. I want her to learn from this later. She will not make a mistake again. She did. And then 1 month later, of course, the guy will not. He said, I want to borrow. But of course, she never paid back until today. And she was mad at herself and she was like reviling. I said, Lord already spoke to you. Why don't you tell me? I said, you won't listen because the Lord already spoke to me. Let you make small mistake than big mistake. And I said, it's okay. Just blessable because you do the right heart, even though you may give the wrong number. But you do the right heart, God will bless you. But the more important thing is you learn from here. So we repented after that. We asked before God, said, Lord, we repented. We will sow the right place. We will sow where you lead us to be. Because we have to sow first thing, we understand the kingdom of God. If we don't sow, we can listen to the message like this. We just like doing nothing will not produce any good. Because in the kingdom of God, there's no way. This is work everybody. It's not only Christian work people who sow, understanding where the place, like where the place produce fruit, where the soil is good. Like my case, now I have more places God want me to show. First, you understand. Second, you need to have revelation of yourself before you do it. If you don't have revelation yet, don't do it until the Lord give you understanding in the in its sowing and because it, this one will apply everybody. David was poor man, but before he died, you can go home read in Chronicles, First Chronicle chapter 29, and he gave, I would say the money. This is most people agree, $1 billion. So why? Because he understands. David is a giver. He was a giver. When you look at his life, he's a giver. And all the people listen in the Bible, you learn from. We saw that most giver people. The Bible said, "This liberal soul shall be made fat." Liberal soul. So. The highest form of sowing is we want to live a lifestyle of giving. That's the highest. So I would say 10% is sustain you. But when you understand sowing sparingly, reap sparingly, sow bountifully, reap bountifully, and that's when you move up. When we move up, and another higher level of lifestyle giving. Everywhere I go, my friends surprise me. Every restaurant I go, the third time they serve me like crazy. The first time they don't know me fine. The second time I don't tip them because they serve me well. No, I tip them because I carry the kingdom of God. I'm the light of this world. When you give people money, let money serve them first. Guess what? They serve you crazy. Everywhere we go, they just said, "Honey, crazy, these people. We don't have this level. People serve us when the first time come. Yes, the second time they notice. The third time they recognize you. That's how. Everywhere I go drink coffee. They know exactly what I want because my money already talked to them first. Talked to them first that I care for them. That everywhere I go, I care for them, and people notice when we do that. So that's how we manifest the kingdom of God. The finance, without financial freedom, is really hard for us to do. But we have to be participate in order to be this principle in order to work. First, we have to have revelation. Second, we have to be led by Holy Spirit. Like my case, God specifically asked me to sow into Andrew Womack. Andrew Womack. So recently, he asked me more to sow. I just sow another reason, $10,000 to another ministry. I can tell you that if I don't understand, it is foolishness for me to give away $10,000, but I know what I'm doing. Now, when you give, you are freer from money. The more we free up money, the more money come to us. Because if God can bless through us, He can bless to us. So I see that we're crazy. When I told Daisy, like, and me, we like only two of us work. Like God able to bless us, you know, the building that I share when the Christmas time, about $150,000. Daisy and me, God just bless us supernatural. Two of us, when we count, Daisy used to be an accountant, put the number count together, said, "Doesn't make any sense." I said, "Yes, the kingdom of God, that's how it worked. Because we saw in the kingdom of God, it returned without knowing." We didn't have money when we started to finish the construction. God told me, do it debt free. And God gave me word. Commit your way into the Lord, trust Him also, He bring to pass. That's how I see it. And recently, we struggle with people that they don't do our quality. That's a hard one to do business. Like you want the quality, but not everybody understand what we're trying to teach them. They refuse to be taught. And that's really hard, one of the hard. We still haven't found the right. I fire like a few people already. We have 10 people now, are like four people gone. Because enough and enough, we give them chances to do. People are not happy because if people are not happy, they don't return. If there's quality, it's not there, people will not return. I told Daisy, I said, "Oh, we're gonna do. We're gonna do you and me with Jesus. I'd rather you and me with Jesus than 100 people didn't do right, because my heart is trying to. Because God told us serve His will excellent, but not everybody have that kind of understanding. That's a hard one you do business owner. But I told Daisy, we do right thing. The rest don't care." And Daisy said, "I never work for somebody to treat me like we treat them. It's not you treat them good, they stay, no. But about honoring Jesus. If they don't stay, that's God eliminated them from us. But we trust our trust in the Lord. Look, our house still pay off and we still financially flourish because this thing cannot stop me from the blessing of God. Sowing, sowing. Now I have more to sow. And I'm going to sow. I can see I'm becoming a multimillionaire easily now, easily, because from zero, I got zero right now today. Like I'm paying off my house. For me, like big deal to pay off my house. It's big deal. When I talk with a lady, I want to pay off my house. Say, wow, let me take a look at how much money you have in there. I said, okay, take a look. I said, oh, you do have some from your escrow. We can make it. Oh, I said, yeah. I said, wow. I said, I feel good. I feel good. And she told me, not many people can do that. That's what she told me. I don't know, is that right number? I said, is that right? I said, yes. Some people will have to take it back from the bank. So I just thank God, understanding the principle of giving first. Right, we recognize sowing is important for financial return. The kingdom of God is best way. At least you get 30% return. The second is 60% return. You don't get that on market return. 7% could be some people 100%, yes, more than that. But very risky, right? Risky. But the kingdom of God, 100%. This is 100%. This is 100% for the kingdom. And ask God. My suggestion, everyone who listen to this, ask God, how can I make financial freedom? How I want to, how can I move from, let's say you're making 100,000 right now. How can I make 200,000 from today? Lord, ask me, help me. Where can I sell? I want to grow more. If you used to do 10%, ask God, Lord, I want to sell more. How am I going to start? Start from maybe from $1 on the top of your 10%, maybe $2. Depend how the Lord lead you. Now you need to give understanding. You need to give by revelation, and then you need to give by the leading Holy Spirit. Don't do it because people say it. Don't do it if people just say it. Don't do it, please. If people say, if you sell this, you get 100. If you sell this, you have your house. Don't do it. People trying to buy. You cannot buy the gift of God. The kingdom, the principle of seed is not work like tomorrow. It's not microwave. Some 6 months, some 3 years, depending on the seed. Some right now, I just sow right now, may not read it tomorrow, but guess what? I will read it. Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest, not seed time harvest right now. No. If you see people from the TV saying that, and you have not received their teaching, you don't analyze what they're doing behind the scene. You didn't ask God, is it the right place for me to sow? Is it a good soil? If you don't hear from God, don't sow it. Don't sow it. Don't sow it. You have to ask God and Holy Spirit leading you, and you pray, so how much you want me to sow this month? I want a little bit more, Father. I want to stretch myself a little bit. You know, God will give you grace as you desire. You don't do that. You don't have money, use credit card. I don't recommend using credit card to keep unless you have money to pay it off. Don't do that. That's not God want us to do. God want us to do according to what you have, not according to you have not. The Bible say clearly, according to what you have. In the past, I gave my credit card. Guess what? Not blessed. Because I give emotion. Don't give emotion. Please, 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 please. Pray, Sabarasha, you pray for, and then a day later, Lord, Sabarasha, give yourself a week at least, Sabarasha, 2 weeks later, just few weeks, and you just do yourself, you do your diligence, you study, you pray about searching this ministry. It is right ministry that I for me to give. It is a good soil. You see people life being changed through that ministry. You see how many life in the kingdom of God is not how much money you have. In the kingdom of God, way, how many lives you being touched and changed? Maybe like you come to understand, nobody here, but understand touching many lives. Don't weigh how many people here. No, that's not the kingdom of God. That's a lot of my friends say, huh? Well, Jed, you don't have church. You don't have. I said, do you know how many lives people being changed because of me? You pastor, how many people change your life? They have no answer to answer me. You can have 100 congregation and nothing change in the. That's not the kingdom of God. That's wasting your time. It's God is not in there. Life will change if you carry the anointing of God. I see people life change from I can show you. I can tell you people's name. Even my friend in Vietnam. Everything I say, he said, brother, I'm scared when you speak. I said, no, it's a good thing because I'm not ready to receive. When I told him like this year you're gonna have 100 people, this month you're gonna have so many people, you're gonna have this, you're gonna have, he got exactly. This has been 10 years record. I know what I'm talking about. I'm serious. That's why I'm sharing this. I'm talking about myself too. If we continue to participate, right motive, because of love, first you need to recognize God loves us so much. You need to rise. You want to do it because God loves you. You want to respond to his love. And you want to move. You want to be first thing, our family. God want to take care of family. If you don't have money, if money is financial distress. You can't get your wife to go out eat fancy restaurant. You can't take your spouse. You can't do anything for your kid. God doesn't want us to live in that place. God doesn't want to live. That's why desire of God for us to be blessed. That's as our father Abraham blessed. So he wants us to be blessed like Abraham. Abraham blessed in livestock and in manservant. At least we have free from mortgage, free from our home, free from our cars, free from something, and all at least set aside. The good men leave inheritance for children. Children, at least we have something for them in this time. If we're not the next generation, so the purpose. That's why God give us wisdom. So He called money a seed, and the Bible said this, Luke chapter, Right now, this Luke chapter 16, verse 10. If you're not faithful in the least, so money is the least, how can you faithful in much? We cannot faithful in much. So in the kingdom of God, money the least. If we cannot trust God with our money, you think you're going to trust God with healing? No, hell no. That's what people say. No, man, you can't do that. So we need to learn to trust God. The moment that God wants us to free from our heart, you know, when you, I remember this time, like I try to keep, look like everything like rip up from my heart, you know, like, oh my, so much. So we need 16:10. Luke 16:10. He will faithful in small, in the least will faithful in much. So money is that if you read in context, they're talking about money in Luke chapter 16. So God wants us to be free from money so he can give to us more. So we can be a hand of blessing for the kingdom of God. That's the whole purpose. Blessing, we're blessed to be a blessing. For me, like since May, my understanding, my affection shifting, I'm doing everything for the kingdom of God. I don't care if one person willing to want Jesus, I'd ride there. I'd ride there. I drive there, I go there, I spend time. You know, I work 6 days a week, more than 10 hours a day. Sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm still ministering to people. Because for me, that one soul returned to the kingdom of God is worth more than the whole world. So that's another a seed that I sow. The word of God is also a seed. So right now we focus on money. So I want everybody to take heart and ask Holy Spirit from today, if you want your finance to be moved up another level, so participate. Start from $1. Let's say you've been giving 10%. Father, I need your grace. I want to extract myself a little bit. I know it's hard for me because when I see my family need, you have your chart, your family need expenses, you have family, God knows it all. But Father, I want to trust him. I want to plow hope. Who sow and hope. I want to sow my seed a little bit more. Father, help me. I want to start from $1 from today. And you watch. I guarantee you, the end of this year, you will give me testimony. Or people here know there's something going to happen. The end of this year, you will see, oh my goodness, it increased 30%, 40%, if not 20% at least. I guarantee you. Mark my word, 20% to up to 40% the end of this year if you start from more. But ask God, make sure you ask, not emotional. Remember my word. If you saw emotional but not work, you come back to me at the end of this year and say, yet. I don't see a 20% increase. You are lying. So check your emotional first before you give. Okay, right place. Sow in the right place, the good soil, which produced 30, 60, and 100. The right soil, had to be right soil, right soil, right soil. So right ground, good ground. If you don't know where to give, I suggest to give Andrew Womack like me. I'm still giving to him. Okay, if you don't know how to give, I guarantee you, Andrew Womack is good ground. Yes, you've been doing that too. Good for you, good for me. So I want to close this. I'll close it one verse. This is from Old Covenant. Old Covenant, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Verse 18 says, but you will remember the Lord your God. It is he who give you ability or give you power, who give you whatever talent, give you ability to get wealth. God did not give you money, but he gave you seed. So it's up to you to sow your seed. If you don't sow, no expect of reaping. So simple. We need to have somebody to help us to miss it. Right? That's so simple. So simple. I am today debt free because God showed me this principle. I'm so thankful that God did for me. What he did for me, he would do for everybody. And now I can expect more. I can see more for the kingdom of God. Imagine if I don't have money, can I give 10,000? Oh no, I'm going to give. I even can pay my food. Come on, you said giving 10,000, not even $1,000, 10,000? No way. Oh, come on, you fool. If I tell my friend, they said, you did, you're a fool. That's why when I told my friend in Vietnam, I said, if I tell the number that you converted a Vietnamese dong, is you will pass out. You will pass out because you don't have capacity to receive it. This guy have capacity to receive it. God wanted me, I want you to sell in that ministry right there. So I do it right away. I don't wait because I know that I never knew that man. I never know. I never know where even where the church is. But when I listen on YouTube, the Lord asked me, I asked my wife, honey, what do you think? We've been listening to this guy. I feel God wanted to so amount. I said, do it, honey, do it. The Lord said, I have witnessed, do it. So both of us in agreement. We pray and that's it. We send a check. That's it. You don't wait when the Holy Spirit tell you, don't wait. But make sure, husband and wife, if you are married, you have to talk with your spouse. Don't do it yourself, because if your spouse is not in agreement with you, that means not godly way. Always in agreement. Always in agreement. You can say, well, I'm more spiritual than my husband. You got to ask the Lord, talk to your husband. Or my wife is not in agreement. I'm more spiritual than her. I don't have to wait her. No, ask your wife, because we are co-labor. We are the grace of life given in marriage. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Grace are given in marriage. Do not harsh with your wife. Will not answer, hinder your prayer. So many men, their prayer hinder because they're harsh on their wife. I was in that place too sometime. I didn't understand when we just married. The Lord taught me, show me. I said, Lord, I repent. So we got to repent when the Lord show us. So I'm going to close and let pray about this. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message this morning. Thank you, Lord. Your word is the truth. Lord, help us that we want to lose from the possession of money on our heart, Lord. We want to be free from material things from our heart, because our heart is the spring of life. You command us, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the springs of life. It's not out of you, because you give us ability to get wealth. You give us, it's not up to you. It's up to you. All of us can be a billionaire, Lord, more than so, but we need to learn to participate. What are you doing? We thank you, Father, the grace. I pray the grace, Lord, for elevate your people in finance so we can be financial freedom. And we want to bless your kingdom. We want to sow into your kingdom. So we want to have reward when we go to heaven. We don't want to go there and look at somebody got a reward and we got nothing. Lord Jesus said, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to their work, not everyone according to their belief. No, the work we got to do. That means something we got to do, Father. We thank you, Lord. We want to be a part of you doing here on earth so we can get the reward that we desire or you desire to have the gift that you want to give as the best gift, Father. We thank you. Father, I pray protection for everyone as they're going out from this week. And I pray, Lord, your favor, increase them, Lord. They can give more, Father. Not only $1, $2, but $100 at least. Lord, I thank you for the increase as they sow, Father. The end of this year, they're going to come back. Jeff, oh my goodness, I have more 40% return. Father, we give you praise in advance. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.